This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli military strikes killed at least 12 Palestinians across the Gaza Strip on Friday, medics said, as health officials resumed vaccination of tens of thousands more children in the enclave against polio. Two doctors told the Associated Press that an American woman was shot and killed in the West Bank. Dr. Ward Basalat said that the 26-year-old woman was shot in the head and died after arriving at the hospital on Friday. Witnesses and Palestinian media reported that the woman was shot by Israeli troops while attending a pro-Palestinian demonstration against settlement expansion in the northern West Bank. The Israeli military didn't immediately comment on the shooting. Ukraine's leader is in Germany seeking additional military aid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met top U.S. military leaders and more than 50 partner nations in Germany to press for more weapons support, as Washington announces it will provide another $250 million in security assistance to Kyiv. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting of the leaders was taking place during a dynamic moment in Ukraine's fight against Russia as it conducts its first offensive operations of the war while facing a significant threat from Russian forces near a key hub in the Donbass. So far, Ukraine's Kursk attack has not drawn away President Vladimir Putin's focus from taking the key Ukrainian city of Povrovsk. Losing Povrovsk could put other Ukrainian cities at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spain's Guardia Civil found a British female hiker after a storm hit Mallorca. Earlier this week, emergency services discovered the body of the hiker's partner. They had been searching since Wednesday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com, where you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The 14-year-old suspect in a shooting at a Georgia high school that killed four people will stay in detention as his lawyer, Zane Harmon, declined to seek bail at a Friday morning court hearing.
I would invite you, Mr. Harmon, to inform the court as to whether there's a request for bond at this time.
At this time, Your Honor, there is not a request for bond. We will file the appropriate motions if that becomes necessary.
Barrow County Superior Court Judge Curry Mingledorf II addressed the shooting suspect, Colt Gray, at his initial court appearance.
In essence, you are charged with four counts of felony murder, as outlined in the state warrants that have been issued against you. I want to make you aware the maximum penalty is that you could be punishable by death, by imprisonment for life, without parole, or by imprisonment for life, with the possibility of parole.
On Thursday, his father was also arrested for allowing his son to have a weapon. According to arrest warrants obtained by the Associated Press, Colt Gray is accused of using a semi-automatic assault style rifle to kill two students and two teachers at Appalachee High School. Senior Australian and Japanese officials Thursday met in the state of Victoria. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence, Richard Marles, told reporters that plans were agreed for Japan to join US Marine rotations in northern Australia, as well as more joint exercises and fighter jet deployments. Under the plans, Japanese troops could join up to 2,500 US Marines who train in Australia's Northern Territory each year. Long-standing territorial disputes and differences over Taiwan have unsettled Japan's relations with China, and analysts have said that greater economic prosperity in China has been accompanied by more aggressive military posturing. The bilateral talks in Victoria came after two Chinese incursions into Japanese territory. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Hunter Biden, son of U.S. President Joe Biden, pleaded guilty to federal tax charges on Thursday. This report is by Reuters.
Biden had been set to stand trial in a Los Angeles federal courthouse on criminal charges of failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes while spending lavishly on drugs, sex workers, and luxury items. Instead, he pleaded guilty to all nine counts he faced. He now faces up to 17 years in prison and up to $450,000 in penalties. Earlier in the day, Biden had offered to plead guilty to the charges but avoid admitting wrongdoing, an unusual legal maneuver called an Alford plea. Prosecutors opposed that move. After a break, Biden's lawyer Abe Lowell told the judge that he would plead guilty, despite having no prior agreement with prosecutors that would ease his sentence.
That report was by Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.